This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, August 12th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On August 10th, Jinan Presbyterian Church in Taiwan held a prayer service for a Chinese Christian human rights attorney named Gao Zisheng, reports International Christian Concern. Since his practice began in 1996, Mr. Gao has defended Christians, coal miners, and farmers who've been targeted by the Chinese government for, quote, threatening social stability, end quote. He's been nominated for 2 Nobel Peace Prizes. Needless to say, his effort to bring justice for the marginalized is considered a threat to the Chinese Communist Party. Officials have detained the human rights attorney, physically abused him, and denied him medical treatment. 5 years ago, officials forcibly imprisoned Gao Zisheng. Today, his whereabouts are unknown. Sadly, his children have not seen their father in over 10 years. Please, pray for Gao Zisheng and his family as they await his release. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Thursday that he, quote, personally approved, end quote, the search warrant of former President Donald Trump's personal residence at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, reports CNSNews.com.
First, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly.
The Attorney General did not address why the raid was conducted in the manner it was, instead of issuing a subpoena. He also did not say what the FBI was looking for in the raid. Plus, Garland said that he filed a motion to make the search warrant and property receipt public.
The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is busing some of the illegal immigrants who have crossed the border into Texas up to New York City. He explained his motivation on Fox News.
Texans are fed up with what the Biden administration has done on our border, the chaos that has caused, the damage that has caused in the state of Texas, and that is exactly why we are sending these illegal immigrants to places like Washington, D.C. and New York City.
But Democrat New York City Mayor Eric Adams is furious and has threatened to bring New Yorkers to the Lone Star State to campaign for Abbott's Democrat opponent this November, Beto O'Rourke.
I am deeply contemplating taking a busload of New Yorkers to go to Texas and do some good old-fashioned door knocking, because for the good of America, we have to get him out of office.
When Fox News Channel's Faulkner Harris asked Governor Abbott for his reaction, he said this.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day. There could hardly be anything better to aid my campaign against Beto O'Rourke than to have Beto O'Rourke have his campaign aided by a bunch of New Yorkers that will not be viewed very positively in the state of Texas.
Plus, Abbott was confused by the anger of the New York City mayor.
Listen, New York is a sanctuary city. Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants. And now, once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. They are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
Ready for another reason to cancel Disney Plus if you stream it on your TV? Disney Plus has welcomed popular drag queen Jaren Merrill, who goes by the stage name Shea Coulee, to the streaming service for its upcoming Marvel series about a teen superhero in Ironheart, coming to the site in 2023. The 33-year-old homosexual man spoke to E! News about getting the part on the show about a 15-year-old superhero. The winner of RuPaul's Drag Race reality show said, quote, "It's really so humbling to be able to cross over into a much more mainstream avenue and push the needle forward as far as drag is concerned, in the way that it's consumed and in pop culture," end quote. But Deuteronomy 22 verse 5 says, "A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear women's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does this." And finally, a picture of a stalwart mother stork nesting her two chicks in Ukraine has become a symbol of hope for the country, reports the Good News Network. The new nest was photographed on the outskirts of Kyiv, months after a violent invasion interrupted the normal arrival of the majestic species for annual mating there. Storks nest in Ukraine every spring after wintering in Africa. Of the 224,000 storks that visit Europe every year, 16% build new nests or return to established ones in Ukraine and raise chicks through the end of the summer. Some birds have begun to return to their usual nesting areas now, bringing hope to Ukrainians living with the aftermath of the Russian invasion. Proverbs 13, verse 12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." According to Oleg Dudkin, the director of the Ukrainian Society for the Protection of Birds, the stork, quote, has come to symbolize not merely a mother's devotion to her young, but also the great love and devotion of Ukrainians to their motherland and a readiness not to leave. The storks returned a few days after the Russian troops left the village and immediately began to rearrange their usual nesting place, end quote. Make sure to take a look at the picture and a special link in our transcript today. And that's the World View on this Friday, August 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.